in the discussion of where a person is supposed to light, so people are familiar, there's a concept that you give preference to the Makam Akhila over the Makam Shina, etc. So I want to first clarify what that halacha does not mean. We'll talk about what it does mean. So it doesn't mean that a person has to light in his dining room as opposed to in his living room. It means we're discussing if I have two houses and one house I use for, where that's where I take my meals, and I happen to sleep in a different house, so we give preference to the house where I take my meals as opposed to the house where I sleep. But within the house where I take my meals, I give preference to the front door. I don't eat my meals by the front door necessarily. I give my preference to the window, which faces towards the Shuzah Rabbim. The fact that that's not necessarily the Makam Achila in the house itself, that's not an issue. So lighting over here, we do not need to light in the dining room. We can light in the front hallway, because that's where people come in and out. This building is the Makam Achila of a person who spends his day here, and this is where he eats, even though he's not actually lighting in the dining room. If you would have two separate buildings, you'd have a dining room and you'd have another building, then we would have to discuss which building we give preference to. A person who lights in the base medrash as opposed to the dining room. Again, that's not a stira of Makam Achila, because this is the building where a person takes his meals. Another thing which it doesn't mean is, let's say a person is sleeping at home and eating at home. He happens to go out one night of Chanukah, he happens to go out for a Chanukah Masiba to somebody else's house. He goes to somebody else for dinner. So that night he's eating by that other person. So that the Taz is clearly in that situation that that's not his Makam Achila. The fact that he happens to be taking one meal there that evening does not define that place as his Makam Achila. And he would have to go back home at light afterwards. Or preferably should have somebody at home during that the proper time to light who will be lighting for him. But he cannot be yotzi his hadlaka by this friend's house. If he would light over there, it would be a bracha levatala. He does not fulfill the mitzvah of lighting hadlaka's neiris in that place, because that's not his makam achila. Even though he's taking one meal there as a guest, that is not the place where a person normally takes his meals. And that's not his definition. If a person would go to somebody for Shabbos and taking all of his meals by this person for Shabbos, so this is where he's going to be spending his Shabbos. For Shabbos, he has no other place to go. This becomes his place where he's staying. If he has a conflict between where he's sleeping or he's eating, that's where this issue of Achila and Shina come up, and we'll talk about that more about Hashem tomorrow. Have a good morning.